The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Colossians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the world, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Titius, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, in Nymphis, and the church that is in his house. Now when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. The salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear neither by heaven or by earth or by any oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective fervor and prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and it's lost. He who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
From Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. When Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord, that all his household and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. The word of the Lord shall grow, shall multiply, shall mighty, and shall be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Amen. Today, the 24th day of the blessed month of Ba'un, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and in tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 123 of the martyrs, the great Saint Moses the Black was martyred. He was born in Ethiopia in the year 332 AD. In this young age, Saint Moses was a slave to a person who worshipped as a son. He was a mighty man who ate and drank excessively. He was a vicious character, killed, robbed, and committed adultery. No one could stand up before him for his might. He escaped from his master and became a chief of a band of robbers. His repentance started when he lifted up his eyes to talk to the sun, saying, "O sun, if you are God, let me know it, and you, O God, whom I do not know, let me know you." One day he heard someone saying to him, "The monks of the wilderness of Shehit know the real God. Go to them and they will tell you." Immediately he rose up, girded his sword, and went to the wilderness. He met Saint Isidore, the priest of Shehit, who was frightened when he saw his appearance. Moses comforted him, saying, "Do not be afraid. I have come to you to let me know the true God." Saint Isidore took him to Saint Macarius the Great, who talked to him about the Lord Christ, the incarnation, and the redemption. He believed. Saint Macarius baptized him and accepted him as a monk. Saint Moses lived an austere spiritual life. The devil fought him intensively with his former iniquities. He came to Saint Isidore often, his teacher, to reveal to him all the artifices of the enemy. He comforted, strengthened him, and taught him how to overcome the snares of the devil. He loved serving the others. When the elders of the monastery slept, he passed by their cells, took their water spots, and filled them with water from a well far from the monastery. After many years in spiritual struggle, the devil invited him and struck him with sores on his foot, which made him fall sick. When he knew that this was a devil warfare, he increased in his asceticism and worship until his body became as a burned wood. God looked at his patience and toil, lifted up of him all his pains, and the grace of the Lord came upon him. After a while, he became the spiritual guide of 500 brothers, who elected him to be ordained a priest. When he came before the patriarch to be ordained, the patriarch wanted to test him. He asked the elders, "Who brought this black here? Cast him out." He obeyed and left, saying to himself, "It is good that they have done to you, O black-colored one." The patriarch, however, when he saw his humility and endurance, he called him black and ordained him a priest, and said to him, "Moses, all of you now has become white." One day he went with the elders to Saint Macarius the Great, who said to them, "I see among you one to whom belong the crown of martyrdom." Saint Moses answered him, "Probably it is me, for it is written, 'For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword.'" Shortly after he returned to the monastery, the Berbers attacked the monastery in their first raid year, 407. He told the brethren, "Whoever of you wants to escape, let him escape. They asked him, and you, O Father, why not also escape? He replied, I had waited for this day for a long time. The Berbers entered the monastery and killed him along with seven other brothers. One of the brethren was hiding behind straw mats, and saw the angel of the Lord placing crowns over the heads of the martyrs, and with a crown in his hand waiting for him. He went out from his hiding place, and the Berbers killed him, and he received along with them the crown of martyrdom. Beloved ones, contemplate on the power of repentance and what it did. It transformed a heathen slave who was a murderer, adulterer, and robber into a monk, teacher, priest, saint, and great martyr. His pure body is present along the body of his teacher, of his teacher Saint Isidore, in the shrine in El Baramos Monastery in Wadi Natron. The blessing of his praise be with us all, amen. On this day also, of the year 113 of the martyrs, Saint Isidore, the priest of Shahid, departed. At first he became a monk in the region of Nitria and was ordained a priest to serve the hermits in the area of Celia. Then he came to Saint Macarius the Great in Shahid and became one of his early disciples. He was his fellow companion in establishing Saint Macarius' monastic community. He was known as the priest of Shahid, for he was the one to celebrate the divine liturgies for the monks. He was characterized with many virtues. The most important of them was his gentleness and his interest in the salvation of others. Any monk to be expelled after they had often tried to reform him, he accepted him. He would embrace, care for, tolerate, and strengthen him with his gentleness, patience, and his heart that was full of love. He was a man of prayers and never ceased praying during working with his hands. He said, let us struggle in prayer for the enemy to flee away and earnestly contemplate in God to gain victory. Because of his great love for prayer, he worked much even after he advanced in age. God had granted him the gift of casting out unclean spirits. Because of his long-suffering and overcoming anger, they asked him once, why the devil exceedingly fear you? He replied, saying, for since I became monk, I have not allowed anger to move from my throat to my head. When he completed his good and over, departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Thank you. خاطب تلاميذ القديسين ونصر الاثار المكرمين قائلا ان انبياء الابرار كثيرين اشتهوا ان يروا ما انتم ترون ولم يروا وان يسمعوا ما انتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا ما انتم فطوبى اعينكم لانها تبصر لاذنكم لانها تسمع. May we be worthy to be and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have
us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection of us.
Vovo Theo, a coso mento agio evangelio.
Maru tinevies nioch ne frone mim scholstenigum, kirie flugis unectoca, ata lucanagio, evangelio tu aranos mos.
Listen to the Holy Gospel, our reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live, for the Lord hears the poor. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgivings. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is to that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those who from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to the sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
Glory be to God forever.